excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Washington edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you on the road home from my local watering hole. Well, this is going to be a short podcast, just if nothing else, because it's only a short drive home. But these Bears stink. There's just no other way to say it. They stink. And frankly, I'm not sitting on a lot of optimism from them deodorizing anytime soon. And the only real question is it just this season? Or are we in for some real stinking for a long time? Now, go look at Washington State. They got significantly better from last year to this year. They've become quite competitive in that 1 year. It might be that this air raid system, the bear raid system, you know, takes a little while. It's slower than other systems to be adopted. I mean, a lot of systems take a long time to be adopted, but or a while to adjust to, you know what I'm saying, but it's just but they're doing much better, and they're not nearly as talented as the Bears are. You look at the recruiting rankings over the years and all of that, it's heads and tails in favor of California. So if Washington State could make as much of an improvement as they did from last year to this year, perhaps the Bears are, you know, going to make a big, big turnaround next year. And I'd like to think that. I have a lot of parts of me that think that that might be the case. But I must say, at the same time, there are certain things I'm seeing that don't lead me to believe that this problem will be solved just by a year more in the program. I'm seeing some things that are the types of things that say to me, no, this is a coaching staff that isn't teaching fundamentals and doing the right things and all of that type of stuff. I mean, the tackling is atrocious. It's just horrible. The defensive scheme is still not overly impressing. They seem to go to the wrong coverage on third down every time. They almost got that third and 22 pickup. That is ridiculous. That should never happen. So just, it's very, very hard to believe that this is just a rebuilding thing. Maybe it is. Maybe there's something there that's not so easy to see. But I guess we'll find out, but I consider this season pretty much a lost cause. Arizona played Colorado today, wiped the floor with them pretty well. I'm kind of hoping that Arizona isn't that good, that they might be a second team that we have a shot at, because Colorado is going to be difficult because it's in Colorado at altitude. In November. That's just not an easy place to go play, even if the team sucks. So that supposedly easiest win on the schedule is environmentally not very helpful. It sure would be nice to have another game that's got a win potential on it, and Arizona would be that candidate. But they're looking like they're slowly getting their act together. So I guess we'll find out next week. 12:30 game, woohoo! A little something positive to look forward to. But they're definitely not looking to be as much of a doormat team as say Colorado is, and as the Bears appear to be. And other than that, it's just a complete crapshoot of whether USC continues to get their act together, whether perhaps the Bears pull off a miracle there. And then I can't imagine a win over this Stanford team. The only hope there is that it's just a low-scoring affair. You know, Stanford has not been putting up that many points as a whole this season, and that's why you lose to a Utah when you're a team like that. Your defense can be really, really good, but if the offense isn't putting up a lot of points, all it takes is a couple of lucky plays, and you can lose. And that's what happened to Stanford with Utah, and maybe, just maybe, there's a hope for that for Cal. But it's a real long shot. It's not something I want to count on. So it's looking real thin. It's looking like a 2-10 season if we're lucky. And as I said, I'm not feeling real good about that 2 coming from Colorado because of the environmental factors. This team stinks. It's not tackling. I don't care what the announcers on TV are saying. They are not playing with heart. The fact that they're getting some points late in the game just shows that we're keeping our starters in while the other team is putting in their backups. This team is a long way from home. There are too many things and too many different units. And I used to kind of feel, and I said this in my preview for this, that some game might click this year, that all the pieces will just come together. At some point, you have too many pieces. And it's the opposite problem of they can some every game, some of them might come together, but it's nearly impossible. It's like all the planets aligning. It just doesn't happen because there's too many planets. And that's what we're looking at with all the problems on this team, from the tackling to the secondary issues, to the depth issues, to the youth, to the offensive line, both you know, for coverage and run blocking, the fumbles, the dropped passes, which haven't been too horrible, but they are still a small factor out of the wide receivers, to getting beat over the top. I mean, there's just so many things going on that to get find all those things, have some game where they miraculously all come together, just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. So I guess we will take our lumps. I got a survey this past week asking if I was going to renew my season tickets. I don't know if that went out to everybody, but it's clear the administration is worried that this team being so bad and things like the night games and all of that are causing them to worry, and they're starting to ask questions. I would not be surprised if the survey goes as negatively as they're concerned, that they might be offering some significant incentives next year to get people to renew. I'm not sure what those might be. Could be everything from cheaper prices to, you know, whatever, more giveaways to whatever. But when the team stinks this bad, people start canceling tickets. And particularly when you're not making it easy, when all of a sudden, you know, they're all night games or they're all over the map and stuff like that, it's yet another reason for people to say, you know, it's just not worth the hassle. And it's gone through my mind, and I actually put it in the survey. I said I'm likely to renew, but these things make me second-guess it. It's not exactly free. It costs a fair amount of money. It's a big impact for my family. And I'm pretty sure I will renew, but I don't know. It's actually been in the back of my mind of why am I doing this every year? Why am I spending this much time and this much money? And it's feeling like a little bit of a painful slog these days. And I don't know. It doesn't even feel like the Homo years where it was just like, yeah, the team stinks, but every once in a while they pull out a big win and we're happy. You're just not seeing that these days. But maybe next year will be different. Maybe the turnaround's there. Maybe the it's hiding underneath and these growing pains will bear fruit in the future. So I guess we'll keep watching. We'll find out. Tune in again next week after Arizona. We'll see how that one goes, and go Bears. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning on.
can't forget.